Yeah, it's been good. Training's been good, and so we had a good run out last Saturday against Cock Hill as well, which is probably something along the lines of the level opposition that we're going to be coming up at against this Sunday as well. So no, it's been good now, as they say. And as you say, it's probably the biggest game in the club's history, so now we're all looking forward to it.
And I suppose just going back to that game last week, victory over Cock Hill, a rare victory over Cock Hill, and I suppose they're the standard bearers in the Ulster Senior League, and they have been for such a long time, but they haven't found that magic in the FAI Intermediate Cup in recent seasons, and you guys are looking to make it as far as the semi-final. So I suppose what was the game at a level that you wanted it to be as you prepare for this?
Yeah, that's exactly, and that would give you an idea of the level of this competition. Whenever you have a dominant cartel who have, you know, they'll admit themselves that they've probably struggled and would want to have done better in this competition. So gives you an idea of the level of opposition you're coming up against. So, as I say, last week's game was similar in the way that, you know, it's fine margins, it's a real battle, and if they won them battles, and you know, to come out on top, and I don't expect Sunday to be any different. Like, it's there's going to be no fair sides left at this stage of the competition, so I expect it to be difficult.
Yeah, you have a bit of homework, I'm sure, done in Rockmount at this stage, just about a couple of days out before you head to Cork, and they're a side that they have a history in this competition. They know how to win it, and they're one of the standard bearers in the competition. So what are Rockmount? Who are Rockmount?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, if you look at it, they're probably favourites to win the competition, and they've had a cracking season so far to date. Haven't lost any league games, and so look, we're under no illusions as to the task in front of us. Like, but you know, football being football, and we go and prepare right, and we've got a lot to offer ourselves. So as I say, we'll just go there and with good belief and try and do our best.
Yeah, by the sounds of it, there's no pressure going into the game for you, boys.
Well, I wouldn't just, you know, as I say, we want to go and do well, and we want to get to the semi-final. So, I mean, that brings its own pressures. You know, we'll do wee bits on them. We get bits of information on them, like I'm sure they'll get on us from, you know, we have, I suppose, friends of friends living down there and stuff like that, and you know, a few lads that have played senior football who would have mates down in that area and stuff like that. So we'll get wee bits of information on them, all right. But us find these games, you know, the first 20-25 minutes, you know, you kind of size one another up, and we'll have a better idea. And it's important to kind of play the match in wee phases like that, and take it like that, not to concede early, and try and get a foothold in the game. So that'll be the plan.
Yeah, you played a Cork side in the previous round, and you won on penalties against Everton. Did that maybe be an idea of Cork football?
Yeah, like they're at the higher end of the division below Rockmount, and as I say, they were a good side. I felt we should have won the game, you know, earlier and more comfortably. But look, it's probably more established league than our own. They've more the more teams down there, and say they're used to playing at this stage of the competition, probably year in year out. So it's going to be a big challenge. But as I say, look, we've put everything in place to do the thing right. We're going down early on Saturday, prepare right, and to give the lads the best opportunity of doing well.
Listen, you can't bring them back to Donegal because there's no replays in the competition anymore. Would you take penalties again? Would you?
Look, it's probably, yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. If somebody offered you that now, you'd probably be happy to go to take that. You know, previous years, I suppose, pre-COVID, like, there was replays in the competition. You've been down to set up your stall to try and get 90 minutes and you know, get them up the road again. But look, by the same token, we would have been down the road in the last round because Everton had got their draw. So, you know, you can't have it every way. So, as I say, you just take it in wee phases, and then we'll size them up probably, you know, early doors, and take it from there.
Yeah. And when you get to this stage of the competition, under the last eight, One game away, 90 minutes, possibly could be 120 away from making a semi-final. Do you feel you can win the competition? Do you think you have a group there, Jason? Because you've built a very, very strong team, particularly over the last 12 to 18 months. Do you have a strong enough group that can go all the way in it?
Yeah, I feel we do. Like I say, the one thing that we do have is loads of experience. And not just, obviously, the League of Ireland experience that we all refer to, but like... Our lads, the bulk of them there now, have been also senior league players for maybe, you know, a decade. And in the last few years, they've gotten used to playing in senior cups and intermediate cups, cup finals and big games against Cork Hull like last week. So now I have confidence in the lads that they'll manage. And if it is about game management, they'll manage any situation that arises in the match now. And, you know, it's kind of a case of, oh, look, just, we've been here before, we've seen this, that happened, that game, so... from that point of view, like, I mean, you have the reward of a home semi-final as well against an opposition that we played last summer down in Dublin in Maynooth. So there's a good reward there if we can negotiate Sunday.
Yeah, there's a big carrot at the end of it for you. So there is. Just on the team front, how big a blow is Paddy Mealy to you? You can't have him through suspension.
Yeah, Paddy's a big loss. Just, you know, he's commanding centre-back physically, you know, and his organisation has been a big help to us. He's a loss from that point of view, and that's the worry when you go into these competitions against, especially against the Munster sides, that, you know, they are physically commanding sides, so we'll have to adjust to that and stand up to that. Like, and set pieces is always a big bearing in these games. So look, we're just going to have to adapt. That's not any excuse that we must pack it. No, that's, well, the next man has to step up, and as I say, that's the way it's been over recent weeks, and it's the way it's going to be between now and the end of the season. The competitions are going to come thick and fast, and that's, you know, but that's where we want to be.
Yeah, and do you have to adapt in any other positions in the game? Any other injury worries or doubts for you?
There's doubts over the two Harkins, unfortunately, but hopefully they can make it. We'll know that probably over the next day or two. And but look, as I said, you know, Jamie Lina missed last weekend. Funstey's only played, you know, a small part. He just recovered from illness. So, you know, there's loads of experienced lads on, you know, on the fringes there as well to come in. So I'm not really concerned about them.
Okay, listen, Jason, the best of luck in Cork on Sunday.
All right, thank you.